title, Wide and Old School DNB Rewind Moment Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that classic old school jungle and DNB Rewind moment where everything suddenly feels massive and wide but your master doesn't jump into the red, and your kick and snare don't turn into wet noodles. The vibe we're chasing is, the track opens up, the crowd goes whoa, and then you snap back into the drop with maximum punch. The big mistake beginners make is widening by just boosting the sides or piling on loud effects. That usually feels exciting for 2 seconds, then your master starts clipping, the drums lose impact, and mono playback falls apart. So we're going to do this the clean way in Ableton Live 12, using parallel processing, a frequency-aware approach, and a little bit of mid-side thinking. First, let's prep the arrangement, because the rewind is as much about contrast as it is about effects. Go to Arrangement View and find the moment right before your drop restarts. Usually this is 1 or 2 bars. Drop a locator and name it Rewind. Mentally, think of it like this. In bar 1, you pull back. In bar 2, you create that suck in and widen it up. Then you hard cut or spin back into the drop. The main goal here is emotional peak, not meter peak. Now step 1. Gain staging. This is the part that saves your headroom before you even start. On your drum group, or your drum bus, at a utility, set the gain to -6 dB. This is a temporary safety margin. You can always bring things back later, but right now we want room to work. Then look at your master meter during the loudest part of the drop, before the rewind. Ideally, your master peaks are living around -6 to -3 dB. If you're already slammed up near zero, any widening trick is going to feel like it steals headroom instantly. Cool. Now we build the heart of this lesson. A dedicated return track that creates width and parallel, so your dry drums keep their center punch. Create a return track and name it, Return A, Rewind Wide. On this return, we'll build a simple chain using only stock Ableton devices. And as you build it, keep reminding yourself, we're widening the upper stuff, not the low end. Device 1. Utility, set gain to -12 dB to start. Start low. Width stays at 100% for now. Device 2. EQ 8. Turn on a high pass filter. Set it around 180 Hz, and use a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This is a huge rule. Remove lows before widening. Stereo low end eats headroom, weakens mono compatibility, and makes the whole mix feel less solid. Optional move right here. If you already know your drums get edgy, add a small dip with a bell around 3.5 to 5 kHz, maybe -1 or -2 dB, with a medium Q. Keep it subtle. Device 3. Chorus Ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. This is our main Y generator. Try mount around 20 to 35%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz, so it moves slowly. Delay around 8 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback 5 to 15%. Dry slash wet 20 to 35%. If it starts sounding watery or like your hats are melting, you went too far. The goal is spread, not seasick. Device 4. Reverb. We want space, but controlled space. Set size around 20 to 35%. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. That predelay is important because it helps preserve punch while still feeling big. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, so the reverb doesn't cloud your low mids. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz, so it doesn't get fizzy. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Device 5, another utility at the end. Now we push width, but only for this parallel layer. Set width somewhere around 140 to 170%. If your utility has bass mono, turn it on and set it around 180 to 250 Hz. That's a safety net. Any bass that sneaks in gets pulled back to mono. At this point, you've basically created a rewind widener return that you can reuse forever. Now we need to feed it the right sounds, because widening the wrong sounds is how you lose punch. In drum and bass, the usual yes list is break tops, hats, rides, shakers, percussion, little snare tail details, stabs, atmospheres. The no list is sub, kick fundamental, and that main snare transient crack that you want dead center. You've got two routing options. The simple option, send the whole drum group to this return, and rely on the return high pass to keep lows out. This is beginner friendly and fast. On the drum group, bring up send a little. Start around -18 dB, and don't go past about -10 dB yet. The better option, and the one that feels most pro even as a beginner, split your drums into lows and tops. Inside your drum group, create two buses, one called drums, LOW for kick and snare body, another called drums, tops for breaks, hats, rides, percussion. Only send drums, tops to return A, rewind wide, that way your core punch stays stable while the tops do the widening trick. Now comes the rewind magic, automation. Go to the track that's sending to the return either drums, tops or your drum group and show automation for send A. In the one or two bars of your rewind, draw a ramp. Start at minus infinity. So basically, no widening at the start. Halfway through, move to around minus 18 dB. Right near the end of the rewind, push to around minus 12 to minus 10 dB. Then, right before the drop restarts, snap the send back down to minus infinity. No fade out, just a tight cut. That contrast wide and smeary, then suddenly tight and centered is the whole old school rewind psychology. The drop feels bigger partly, because you remove the width right before it hits. Now let's protect headroom, because chorus and reverb can create sneaky peaks. On return A, rewind wide, add a glue compressor after your reverb, or near the end of the chain. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio to 2:1. Then lower the threshold until, at the peak of the rewind, you're seeding about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And important, make up gain off. Don't add the level back. We are controlling peaks, not trying to get louder. If it's still spiky, you can add a limiter at the very end of the return. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Try to keep limiting gentle, like 1 to 2 dB only, and only on the return. If you find yourself smashing the master limiter instead, you're going to make the rewind feel smaller, not bigger. Now for extra DNB flavor, the suck-in filter. On your drum group or music bus, add auto filter. Pick a low-pass filter. Automate the cutoff down during the rewind, somewhere in the 400 Hz to 1 kHz range depending on how extreme you want it. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Optional. A bit of drive, like 2 to 4 dB for grit. This is a cheat code, because if the main track gets darker, the widened high layer on the return feels bigger without you needing to crank the send. That's how you get hype without paying in headroom. Now let's do two quick coach checks that will save you from common beginner pain. First, do a spectrum and phase sanity check. Drop a spectrum on return so you can confirm most energy is above about 200 Hz. That means your high pass is doing its job. If you have a phase scope or you're watching live stereo / phase metering, you want it to look wide, but not like total chaos. If it's constantly anti-phase, mono will suffer. Second, match loudness when you judge the effect. Do an on/off test of return A. If on feels better mostly because it's louder, that's not width, that's level. Lower the first utility gain on the return by 1 to 3 dB and test again. You want the excitement coming from spread and space, not raw volume. Now, if your snare starts smearing, here's a really practical fix. Keep transients out of the widening path. Add a gate early on return A, before the chorus and reverb. Set the threshold so it opens mainly on hats and tops. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. What that does is let your dry, centered transient hit first, and then the widened tail blooms after. That's how you keep impact and still get the arena feel. Another beginner-safe move, instead of cranking the send harder and harder, automate the return's width. On the last utility on return A, automate width during the rewind. For example, 110% at the start, up to 160% near the peak, then back to 100% right before the drop. That changes the perception of size without adding as much level as more send would. If your master still jumps during the rewind, don't punish the master limiter. Usually the real culprit is low-mid buildup from reverb and chorus, around 250 to 600 Hz. So add an EQ8 after the reverb on the return, and try a bell cut around 350 to 500 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with EQ around 1. That often lowers peaks in a musical way and clears the cloud. Now do the stereo safety check every time. Temporarily, put a utility on the master and set width to 0%, so you're listening in mono. If your rewind suddenly loses the snare, or it sounds hollow and facey, back off the chorus amount, reduce the return width, or raise the high pass frequency so less low mid content gets widened. Then put master width back to 100 when you're done checking. One extra arrangement trick that's super effective, give the widen moment a spotlight by dipping the center slightly. During the rewind bar, automate your dry drum group down by 1 to 2 dB while your return blooms. You'd be amazed how wide the sides feel when the center steps back just a touch without your master peak really rising. And a final little spice move. Right before the drop returns, do a one-beat mono snap. For the last eighth note or quarter note of the rewind, pull the return width closer to 100% or briefly reduce the send. That tightening makes the drop feel huge by contrast. Quick 10-minute practice, so you actually lock this in. Load a simple 170 to 175 BPM loop, kick, snare, break tops, hats, sub, and a simple stab. Create return A. Rewind wide with the chain we built. Automate send from drums. Tops over a 2-bar rewind. Automate a low-pass auto-filter on the drum group down to around 700 Hz during the rewind. Then check two things. Your master peak change during the rewind should be small, ideally less than about a 2 dB jump, and in mono, the snare should still hit. If the master peak jumps too much, the first fixes are always the return pre-gain utility or the send amount. Don't try to solve it by smashing the master. Recap to burn it in. Huge rewinds come from contrast and controlled stereo, not just loudness. Parallel widening on a return keeps your dry punch intact. High pass before widening so the low end stays solid and mono-friendly. Automate the send so the width ramps up, then snaps back tight before the drop. And always mono check so you don't accidentally create a rewind that only works on headphones. If you tell me what you're widening like amen tops, clean one shots, or stabs and atmos and your BPM, you can get an even tighter set of starting settings.